Hello, my name is Brian Cross, and I teach biology at the community college level here in Tulsa. I've been listening for a long time, perhaps 15 years maybe. Listen to all the different programs. I listen to Morning Edition on my way to work in the morning. I listen to All Things Considered on my way home. I listen to Car Talk and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and This American Life. All of the different programs, really. I'm kind of a NPR addict. I started bringing public radio into the classroom after I discovered the show Radiolab, because as a science teacher, I found that there was a nice fit with the kinds of topics that Radiolab was covering. And I found that they were presenting it in a very dynamic, very engaging, very interesting way that I thought would work with the students, and I thought would be a different way of reaching them, a different way of engaging them. It's worked well. The students, many of them don't even know that NPR exists. But I think once they listen to an episode or once they listen to a segment, sometimes I have them do it in the classroom, sometimes I have them do it on their own. But once they listen to an episode and they get a sense of that Radiolab style, I think that really fits with the younger generations in a way that some of the other stuff may not. A great example would be the story of the Kirtland's Warbler. It's part of the Radiolab episode called Oops. And this little segment that deals with the Kirtland's Warbler, which is an endangered species that lives in the Jack Pine Forest up in Michigan. They talk about all of the different efforts that have been made to preserve that species, to rescue it from extinction, killing thousands of cowbirds every year, which are a brood parasite that damage that endangered species, and prescribe burns to make sure that they have the right sort of habitat. It really engages them because there's some human drama that's wrapped up with the biology. So you learn a lot about biology. You learn about what an ecological niche is. You learn about conservation efforts. You learn about a lot of science. But at the same time, there's human drama that's wrapped into it, which engages them and gives them a point of entry into the material that they wouldn't have otherwise. And at the same time raises a lot of great questions. I teach a lot of non-majors biology students, and they're looking not so much for the firm scientific grounding that will take them onto a career in science, but they're looking for the points of contact with legal, moral, ethical, social, business sorts of questions. And that example, that story of the Kirtland's Warbler, gives them a lot of those questions to ask and to chew over. And so I used that with one of my classes this semester, and it made for a very enlightening, engaging conversation. I'm exposing them to something new, something that they're not familiar with, something that can be viewed as very old school, but is also alive and capable of speaking to the next generation, capable of speaking to everyone.